I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking the bait over and over and over and over again. That's what happened last night. Chad Urban, Chris Tubbs is here. Tubbsy is here. Noah Harrigan, Dave back with us next week. If you're listening 24 hours ago, that was one of our first topics, talking about the debate beginning the show yesterday. I raised the idea to Dave and to Textures. How much will Kamala Harris offer up a little chum in the water to get Donald going? And she did it throughout the debate. And very few times did he ever show any discipline. So this is another reminder. Donald Trump is candidate. Donald Trump's campaign manager. He's the communications czar. He's the whole bleeping thing. So when there's talk of, well, we want Donald to be more disciplined, get out of here. That's not who he's going to be. But last night, everything Harris did to get him going about crowd sizes and you name it, I can go through the list. I've got it right here. But you know it by now. It's 12:09. You know it by now. And he kept getting more frustrated, more angry, more bitter. And that was the side of Trump we saw last night. And I thought when she came out and gave her first non-answer, and we're getting to the non-answers because they are plentiful for Kamala Harris last night. She seemed very nervous to me. I apparently, Tubbsy, have a radar detector at my house and can watch people on TV and can determine if someone is nervous. But once she got him going the first and second time, she went, I'm back as a prosecutor. And this guy is in the palm of my hands. So, decisive victory for Kamala Harris regarding the debate. What does that mean for the results? You tell me. 651-461-9226. Because you can look at a lot of debates before. And I mean, think about Obama's first debate against Mitt Romney. Romney crushed him. Crushed him. Who won that election? I believe the man who won that election was Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton, by most accounts, the first debate in 2016, won that debate by a significant amount. Last time I checked, Donald Trump won the election. The first Bush-Kerry debate, that was Kerry. And a lot of times it's with Bush and Obama, it's the incumbent president. They haven't debated in a long time. They think, hey, Chris, I'm the president. How much work do I need to put in? So, yeah, clear cut. Kamala Harris won that debate last night. But Chris Tubbs, you go first. 651-461-9226 on the stylesfinancial.com talking text lines. What does it really mean for the election results on November 5th? Because so many things are still going to happen in this election. By the time we get to the Sunday talk shows, it's Wednesday. I'm reporting exclusively. It's Wednesday. Who knows what's going to happen in the next 2-3 days?
Yeah, there's so much yet to be determined. And last night, I think all of the noteworthy sound bites came from Donald Trump, but there were a lot of questions unanswered by Kamala Harris. And I think the one thing that, people are kind of wondering, it's like, well, the fact checking on, you know, it was.
We're gonna get there. So hang on.
Okay,
on that.
Okay.
We're going to get there.
But yep. Yeah, there are.
Let's stay with what does this mean
okay.
for the results?
Because,
let's just kind of review, right? The Trump folks who are more loyal to him than any other politician out there, they don't agree with me, by the way. They don't agree with me that it was a decisive victory for Harris. They're not going anywhere. The folks who are incredibly loyal to the Democrats, well, they were going to vote for Harris already. So who does it swing? Because let's remember, how many states are really going to decide this? Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia.
Arizona?
Maybe Arizona. Maybe North Carolina. There are some other ones that are maybes, but in the end, I think they're still going to come back home. You don't have to have, if you can switch about 100,000 people total in four or five of those states, maybe it's even 150,000 total, then Trump wins or Harris wins. It's that small. Because Harris is going to win the totality. Every Democrat's going to do running up New York and California. So when the national polling is close right now, that should concern Harris voters. So what are you going to do? Are you trying to get the undecideds? And how many people is that? And maybe you're trying to get some of the traditional conservatives who find Trump loathsome as a person but agree with core conservative principles and think Harris has more character, but they really can't stand her politics.
Yeah, which one of them is going to be more important? Is it staying true to your conservative values, or is it realizing that the Republican Party that we hear has now evolved into the MAGA wing? Which one of those is more important to you? And I think it all depends on, you know, what is your one thing, right? What is your primary goal? What is your primary topic that you are going with? And, you know, as for the undecideds, Chad, like, I don't know at this point, you've got two completely polar opposite candidates with completely polar opposite agendas. What are you undecided about, I guess, is my question.
I mean,
for those people out there.
It's a fair question, but they are out there. They're out there. And a huge group of that is the never Trump Republicans. There also are, I'll tell you others, there are centrists. I'm raising my hand as one who's not ever unwilling to tell you I'm a centrist. 2019 policies of Kamala Harris, here's how many times I'm voting for those policies, for her, if those are her policies. Zero. That's just too far left for me.
Yeah.
That, for me personally, that's too far left. And that's an example of non-answers, which we're going to get to when we come back too. But I want to pause here and I want to hear from you through text and phone call, 651-461-9226. If your objective, I think, and by the way, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just a talk show host and you get to completely disagree with me. I think it's clear that Harris won that debate and that the folks who are closest to Trump are like, Donald, really? We're going to the eating the pets. We're going to the 2020 election. We're going to everybody wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. You know, we're going with she hates Israel. Yeah. We're going with those. They don't want him doing that. They want him pointing the finger at the Biden-Harris campaign, the economy, and where is she standing on issues? Is she going to flip and flop constantly? But he just went and played his hits, and he's playing to his base. He's got his base. That wasn't his audience, but he fell back to it when he grew frustrated. So in the end, who was influenced last night, and what does it mean for November 5th? 651-461-9226.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 21 past 12. Our friend Rena Sarginopoulos is with us. In about 15 minutes or so, we're also going to talk about the debate with two excellent guests. Congressman Dean Phillips is going to join us by 105, and former Republican Congressman Vin Weber is with us at 205. So I'm saying, in my view, it's not close. Harris decisively won. But what does it really mean for the election itself? Because we're sitting here on September 11th, and we're going to talk September 11th at 2:35 also, 23 years ago, as you just heard in CCO Significant Moments. We got just short of 2 months. Who knows what's going to take place? And I pointed out other candidates who, by most accounts and by multiple polls, lost the first debate, and then they still won. So what does it really mean for the election itself? 651-461-9226, call or text. Jeff has called in. Jeff, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi there. So, Chad, like you, I'm a moderate, but I loved the debate last night because for months and months, if not years, we've watched Trump say all this stuff that isn't true, and nobody was able to call him on the carpet and say, this is wrong. This didn't happen. She put the bully in his place, and it was so awesome to watch.
So were you uncertain as a moderate, as a centrist, were you uncertain which way you were leaning vote-wise? Because if you're calling him a bully, and he absolutely can be a bully, it seems to me, just talking to you now for, 27 seconds, it sounds like you were leaning Harris already.
Absolutely. There was no way I would vote for Trump. I've never voted for Trump. But I haven't voted for Republican in probably 30 years.
Well, that doesn't sound like a moderate to me then. I mean, it sounds like you're a Democrat.
No, I'm an independent. If there were decent Republicans, I would love to vote for them. And I have in the past, but it's been so long because of what the Republican Party has come.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the phone call. Among the texts, how did she specifically win? By what metrics? Number one, my opinion. That's what I said multiple times. And there are multiple polls out there showing that she won. You don't have to agree. This is from a texter who's a passionate Trump supporter. No problem. You don't have to agree. And I'm pointing out where other individuals who lost the first debate ended up winning the election. That's why I think it's a great talker today. It turned out to be memorable. Not as memorable as Joe Biden's no-show, but in the neighborhood, close to that, among the texters. I don't think Trump picked up significant votes with the debate. He spoke to conspiracy theorists and refused to take a position on Ukraine. Okay, let's just go to that one for a second. Donald Trump and this dynamic with Vladimir Putin, once again, when passionate Trump supporters wonder why individuals like myself and others say, what exactly is going on with Trump and Putin? That is a prime example last night. Could you imagine Ronald bleeping Reagan asked twice last night, is it in the U.S.'s best interest for Ukraine to win the war? And Trump says, I just want the war to end. Yeah. No bleeping kidding, we want the war to end. But this isn't a pick 'em race. This is you're on Team Ukraine. By the way, a country that's not flawless, that has plenty of corruption, not perfect, but it's not led by Vladimir Putin. That is an absolute no-brainer. Now I'll get to more text. Now let's get to the role of the moderators. I thought it was notable. And I pointed this out multiple times on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show. When Lindsay Davis and David Muir stepped in and fact-checked Donald Trump multiple times. Let's be honest. If you want to be objective here. Donald Trump lies like a fire hose of water. I got it. Plenty of other politicians lie. Joe Biden's exaggerations slash lies are going up by the day, too. No one is close to Donald Trump, in my opinion. Don't have to agree. So he gives you ample opportunity to fact check. And when you're stepping in and when you're not stepping in, that is an incredibly difficult call. And we're going to get to that with Major when he joins us on Friday, because when Bash and Tapper stepped away from that in the CNN role, Major felt like there were times when they could have stepped in. So to me, if you're going to fact check either one, you know what else you do? If you ask a question and either candidate gives you a non-answer, then you follow up with the question. As example, when Donald Trump, again, went with the same nonsense, how is it possible since he came down the escalator in 2015 and he still doesn't have a specific detailed plan to replace Obamacare? He still didn't know what did he say last night? Concepts of a plan. I have concepts of a plan for a lot of things in my life. But David Muir followed up and asked him, do you have a plan? So let's review on the vice president. Opening question when she was nervous, in my view. Are we better 4 years ago than now? Total non-answer. Didn't come close. Immigration. If you could go back to the start of this administration, would you make any changes? Complete non-answer. Afghanistan. As we just honored the 13 who died and then had the Trump controversy, non-controversy at Arlington. What would you do differently? Complete non-answer. I'm sorry. If you're going to check in and fact check and you make that decision, which is defendable, then when someone completely avoids answering the question and just criticizes the opponent, which Harris did, then you follow up. Then to me, it's an absolute no-brainer. And I can only imagine how many dozens and dozens of meetings with plenty of people at ABC saying, what are we going to do when Trump goes off as he does? And by the way, one of Harris's reputation is the word salad non-answer. And she gave multiple last night and didn't answer the question. And that's where, if you are a Trump supporter, I think you have the right to be ticked off. Was it rigged? Get out of here. This is me, the same person who hosting a show here in town for 34 years. Well, when I get the texts and the calls, the ref screwed us, the ref screwed us, the ref screwed us. Unless it's on about the last play, you have many other opportunities to win the bleeping game. Donald Trump had numerous opportunities last night to be more on point, to be more insightful, and not to get to eating dogs and cats. But this is where, again, be objective. If Muir and Davis are going to fact check him, including sarcasm check him, then when she doesn't answer, you jump in. Okay. Among the texts, all of Trump's answers were non-answers. Not all of his answers. They are bizarre. He was just playing his hits. That's what he's doing. More texts. Chad, what you say I'm a non-answer from Kamala, but can policy positions even enter the conversation when Donald Trump says things that should be instantly disqualifying? I mean, again, when he last night is asked about a world leader and respect and goes with a thug like Viktor Orban, That's when there has to be a lot of Republicans saying, really? That's the world leader you're going to be citing? But he loves that. We know this. He loves powerful, authoritarian, borderline dictator type of situations. That's what he's in for. More texts. There's definitely a win by the landslide, but honestly, it doesn't mean anything to voters. Maybe the diehard 20, 25 people that heard him say it's not his, maybe they were affected. That's a fairly good point. I saw Caitlin Collins interview a couple days ago, the leader of Project 2025. By the way, Donald Trump, here's another lie, 100%. When he's acting like he doesn't know about 2025 and he wants no part of 2025. If you believe that, you believe I've got the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean in my backyard. They are trying to refute it because the Democrats are having success. I'm sure there are some people, because there's a ton of Trump people, former Trump people, and yes, if he wins, future Trump people, who are tied to 2025 are saying, hey, buddy, we're your most loyal people. We're with you no matter what, and you're burying us on this particular one. Really? But he's playing that part. All right, we're going to get back to the debate multiple other times. Dean Phillips, 105, former Republican Congressman Vin Weber at 205, and your text all throughout. Our friend Rena is next on CCO. Rena's here. Like all our guests, she's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I just read the forecast. Okay, are you the type of person who thinks, okay, school starts, you have a daughter in school, this is when it's 50s and 60s, let's go. Or are you like me saying, listen, it's still summer till September 22nd. It's 70s and 80s, sign me up. I absolutely love this.
You know, that's a good question. Yeah, it's hard when it's nice out, thinking that, because when they get out in May, end of May, it can potentially still be really cold. So, yeah, maybe there should be a shift. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Would you rather have right now 78 and today or 55?
78.
Thank you.
And today.
Thank you. You're a patriot.
Why would I want 55?
Oh, it's the hoodie crew. It's the hoodie crew.
Boy.
You know, they want their hoodies and their corduroys.
I do love fall clothing way better than the rest of the clothing.
Is that maybe a statement on your clothing purchases versus the weather?
Probably.
Yeah. Give me, why do you like your fall clothing better than your summer clothing? What's going on?
I don't know. I just think fall clothing is cuter. It's more stylish. I don't know. I don't like shorts. Shorts are weird.
Shorts are weird. Hold on. Let's stop on that.
The legs fell off.
Shorts. Okay. Excuse me. The last time I saw you 2 weeks ago, what were you wearing on your legs? Excuse me. What were you wearing?
Shorts. I didn't say I didn't wear them. I just said they're not my favorite.
I mean, you could buck the trend, and when it's 90 degrees, just go out, have your park on, have a sweater on, have just like thick, heavy pants, and say, I'm not going to fall for big weather. I'm going to take on big weather.
Big weather isn't a thing. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, it's real. It is real. Big weather is very... very powerful.
I'm going to ask Belinda about this when she comes in today.
Yeah, ask her. You know what? She's a part of big weather.
She's part of it. I can't trust her.
She can't be trusted. She's way up in the big weather conspiracy stuff and controlling the world. Okay, so I received a text. I have this is something I go to often, where I say people that get hung up on September when it's in the 50s and 60s, no, get out of here. So I received a text from somebody today and said, how about this September weather? And I've kind of downplayed the September thing, as I just mentioned. And so then I responded, it's summer, but it's just the phone number. Okay, so the chances are decent. I know this person and just didn't put his or her name on my phone. Or is it possible I've just signed over every credit card and everything I know to this individual because I just typed it's summer?
Well, I mean, unless it's your password to everything, I think you're okay.
Yeah. Okay. What
is that? You didn't give this person your social security number.
I did. I gave out my address.
Okay, well, you're a moron.
Yeah. And then, strangely enough, I gave out your address too. I don't know why.
Well,
I just
I'm a company.
Yeah. And they really like people showing up about 12:30, 1 a.m. You know, that's when things get busy.
By the way.
Yeah.
The Russia agrees with me. Shorts are weird.
He's wrong. He wears shorts all the time.
It doesn't mean we like them. Well, then, you just don't want to suffocate in the humid heat that is Minnesota.
Okay, so at work today, are you home right now or are you at work already?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Today at the Care 11 Nerve Center, will people be walking around in the office in shorts, and what is Rena Sargentopoulos' policy on that? Other people at work, when it's nice outside, wearing shorts?
The only people that would wear shorts would be photographers because they are out of the building a lot. Most other people would not wear shorts into the building. Also, summer is indoor puffy coat season here at the Care 11s. It is freezing.
Freezing. That's right. But I thought, didn't you tell me that Shaver controlled the air conditioning and now he's been pushed.
Broke the lever off before he left.
Yeah, so he wanted that to be his lasting impact.
Yes, it's his legacy.
That's pretty good. Okay, are you telling me, like, when Shaver was there, he never once anchored the news, or even going back to the sports days, wearing shorts but having the nice suit coat, sport coat, shirt and tie?
Oh, for sure he's done that, now that I think about it.
See?
Also, even when he wore pants, he wore dress shoes untied with athletic socks on, like the white crew cut socks.
Oh my God.
With his dress shoes, with the dress shoes untied. I'm like, if you're not even going to try, like, what's the point?
I mean, you can't take the Iowa out of him, can you? I mean,
nope, you sure can't. God bless.
Okay, think back to when you were single. You go on a date with a guy, and he shows up with non tennis shoes, but white socks. Is that automatically you're finding a way to get out right away?
Oh, I'm out. Also, socks and sandals, get away from me. What are you doing? Are you a serial killer?
Okay. I'm with you on this, but I was proven wrong a couple years ago when numerous people have pointed out younger, trendier individuals, certainly than me, are now wearing socks and sandals. I think it is an ankle bracelet sort of situation myself.
Oh, gosh. No, the best is ankle bracelet with pantyhose over top.
Yeah, that would be bad. that would be bad.
All right, a Youngstown move.
Yeah, that's okay. There we go. Now, you're from Pittsburgh. Remember that. You're a Pittsburgh native, and you're a big Steelers fan. Hang on. More with Rena. If you have a comment on any of this, shorts in the office. You go to work, and it's a typical office, and individuals are wearing shorts. Does it bug you, or you're like, who cares? It's 80 out, wear shorts. This is from an individual who's wearing shorts right now. 651-461-9226. This text just came in. Rena's here. Chad, some of your Shaver questions with Rena are disturbingly weird. I think you have severe problems. It's very creepy.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
by the way,
this person knows we're kidding, right? Like, it's
No, they don't.
We both love Randy Shaver, and it's all just a fun joke.
Randy has been a friend of mine since 1990. I've socialized with him multiple times in the last couple of months. We're great friends. I've traveled with Randy and Roseanne. We are good friends. This is like last week. I forget which topic we were discussing, and somebody's like, Rena was extraordinarily upset with you. If you don't call her and apologize, she's never coming on again. I'm like, you don't get the bit. I mean, honestly. Now.
Oh, wow. Oh, well.
Now, do I have severe problems? That also may be true, though. I mean, I'm not eliminating that. Yes, I'm not eliminating that part of it. Okay, among the shorts conversation, your Chad shorts are appropriately rated. Well, what about the people who wear shorts all winter long? I don't get that. Now, to me, the shorts all winter long more often would be younger individuals. Do you buy that?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go with it's more people that run hot.
Run hot. Okay.
Because I know some people here that they wear shorts as long as humanly possible. Photographers who have to be outside.
Yeah. And even in the winter when they're covering a story, they're still wearing the shorts.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Now, somebody wants to know, where do you stand on skirts? If you think shorts are, you know, are pants that have just failed in progressing where they should go, what about a skirt? Is that also a failed pant?
This is a weird one because, yes, I don't normally ever wear skirts. I'll wear a dress, but not a skirt.
Not a skirt. Okay. You have interesting clothing leg policies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if interesting is the right word.
Yeah.
Problems, issues, but just like the person described, that's probably more accurate.
Yes, that's why we get along. We both have severe problems. Can I ask you a serious question? Do we have any update on your friend and a man I've talked to a number of times in the air, and I greatly appreciate every time he talks to me? Seems like one of the kindest people really on the planet, Boyd Hooper. Do we know how Boyd is doing?
Yes, actually, he just got some results back yesterday. He had some blood testing done on Friday, and the results came back yesterday, and the doctor said that everything is where it is supposed to be right now.
Great.
And he'll get the bone marrow biopsy at 3 months post the T-cell transplant to see if it's really doing its job. But so far, so good, and he's walking. He said, I could walk 10 miles right now if I needed to. So, so yes, he's doing well.
In case you missed it, Rena did about, what would you say, about a 6.5-minute feature on Boyd and this new treatment, what would you say, about a month ago or so? And
yeah, that's probably right.
Right in that area. And I'm sure it's still available. If you went to Twitter and found Rena on Twitter, you went to Care 11, you could also Google or just go to our podcast, because after this, about 4 or 5 days after, because Boyd traveled down to see his grandchild, Boyd joined the show, was incredibly honest, open, and kind, and even at the end, a little bit emotional talking about this treatment. And so that is great news to hear about Boyd. So if you see him, please tell me. Maybe I'll, you know, in fact, not maybe, I will text him and wish him the best. How about work? Is
Absolutely.
There something we should profile that you're working on right now that's going to come up soon?
I am working on something, but it's barely even started. So I don't want to give it away yet.
Is it edgy, controversial?
Just more interesting.
More interesting.
Yeah, it's like interesting.
How soon will we see this?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that either.
Don't
Could I be more vague?
Yeah. I mean, Tubbs, is she making all this up? I mean, it's interesting. Good question.
I can't trust the media.
Yeah,
I can't trust me.
Big radio. Can't trust big radio.
And before the day is done, do you plan on at the house having any dogs or cats over and eat them for lunch or dinner?
Oh, sweet Lord. I'm going to go with no on that.
No.
Hard no.
No.
From the Sargentopoulos camp.
Yeah, apparently that's a big thing in Ohio, according to bizarre conspiracy theories. That's where we are in politics today. I have to go. I'll look forward to, at some point in the next 10 years, this interesting report on Care 11.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Rena's here.
Bye.
Linda's Construction Time Check. Time for me to stop talking. Time for you to invest in GAF, solar roofing, and receive free installation labor.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.